The ground shook on the night you left, and lightning lit the sky. It cracked just like a whip across the backbone of the night. The trees were bending down so low, their leaves were blown away, and the birds flew round in circles, no place for them to stay.
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. In normal times, Lake Effect features a variety of in-studio performances from local musicians and artists. But of course, these are not normal times. Most live events have been canceled, and recording music in isolation presents a lot of challenges, which is why we've been featuring these artists in a series we call Pandemic Performers. Singer-songwriter Peggy James was born in Milwaukee, but spent her formative years in the Southwest. This certainly influenced her music, which dances on the border of pop, rock, country, and bluegrass. But through it all, her lyrics have always remained timeless and heartfelt. James's fifth album, out now, Paint Still Wet, reflects that even a veteran artist is still in progress. She joins me to talk more about it and starts with how the Milwaukee music community helped launch her career.
You know, I wrote songs in the Southwest, but I never performed or recorded anything until I got to Milwaukee. And that's when I was really fortunate to meet some of the best, finest musicians around here that helped me begin. And my first two recordings were recorded by Mike Hoffman. I don't know if you know Mike. He was one of the best producers at the time that I was introduced to. And through him, I met a lot of musicians locally, great people, very supportive of my songs and my music. So in that kind of a way, I really was fortunate.
You know, we can definitely hear the Southwest influence in your music. So what did you take from your experience living there and then coming back to Wisconsin and adding, you know, a Midwest sensibility to it, I suppose?
Right. Well, I lived in Milwaukee till I was 10, and there's that song, San Antone, on the record. So there's a little bit of family history there. But what people might not know is that there was this freeway that was going to be built on Lyon Street, where the Pick and Save is now. And they were buying out all the houses on that track. And my mom and dad's house was one of them. So they had to move no matter what. They had to take the money that was offered to them for this freeway, which was never built. So anyway, my dad had a brother out in Phoenix, and he kept saying, "Oh, you should come out here. It's dry heat and we have a pool." And so my dad packed us all up and we moved out there, and I just loved it. I was younger than my other two older brothers. They didn't like it out there too much, but I just fell in love with the desert, and I had a girlfriend who had a horse, and we went riding every weekend for hours. And we lived right by a stable, just spent a lot of time in the desert, and I learned to love it out there, and I miss it still. So I go out there when every vacation that I can.
And how did your relationship with music either grow or change, having gotten that Southwestern influence and then coming back to Wisconsin? You've had a very long music career and many albums. So how have you found yourself growing into your own sense?
Yeah, well, I would say very country, country Western. And I did the thing where you go to Nashville, you sing at the Bluebird, you know, and go to the songwriter places and the Third Coast Cafe. They had an outdoor cafe there. So just did that thing. And I actually met with an A&R rep there and stuff. But they, even though I was a lot more country, they didn't quite know what to do with me. And I remember performing this one song, and this A&R rep came up to me afterwards and he says, "That's a great song, but what is it about?" So I don't know. I fit in, but yet I really didn't fit in. So I did that about three times. I went down there, and then I decided that I was just going to start my own band, because I wanted to do all original music. And we did that for several years, and that was, it was fun, but it was a lot of work. And I was a single mom at the time too. So I had to work a full-time job, take care of my kids, practice, you know, at least once a week and play out a couple times a week. That got pretty intense, but I needed the second job, you know, to just to make the bills. And I would say that meeting Mike Hoffman, he's a rock and roll guy. So he kind of added the rock and roll to my music. Otherwise, I probably would have been more of a folky person. But once I tasted that rock and roll, I was ruined. He ruined me. And then eventually I met Jim Iannelli, and he said he had a studio, and, you know, he invited me to come and do several songs, and the sound was great, and it turned into the third album. And then 3 albums later, here we are, and we work together really well, stylistically. He likes my writing, and I love whatever he does to it, so it's a good match.
Right, so this album, most recent album you worked on together, is called Paint Still Wet. So were there different original plans to record this in a traditional studio setting, or did the production change due to the pandemic, or is this something you were able to do regardless?
Oh, yes. In fact, I hate to say this, but it's actually worked in our favor because, you know, instead of focusing on other things in our life at the time, we were able to focus on this. And, it gave us the time because you're stuck inside and we got to finish the album. Most of it was done before COVID-19. We actually had the guest artists come in before that. And that was a good thing. We got that part done. But then we just had to mix and master and polish it all up to, you know, I did the CD work and stuff, the artwork. And so it didn't affect us in that way at all.
Well, and how would you characterize this album? Because, you know, I was curious about the production because it is a very great, rich, full sound. You know, it doesn't sound like anything had to be impacted by it. It kind of gives a good storytelling scope, but kind of characterized as Midwestern melancholy. So how would you characterize this most recent album, Paint Still Wet?
Well, I think it's kind of like taking a tour from beginning to end, and you know, it skips all the genres here and there, and it keeps it fresh and interesting. I don't even mind listening to it over and over again in the car. It sounds great, so whenever we take a ride or something, we listen to it.
Well, that's definitely a good sign that you can listen to it over and over again being the artist. So although the album Paint Still Wet has been released, you recently released a single called Hard Times, and the song starts with the lyrics, "People today are taking sides, holed up in their trenches, waiting for a fight." So tell us what inspired the message of this song and its release.
Well, I've never really been a real political person. Lately, I have been more tending towards it, like probably everybody has, because you're kind of glued to this election. But what inspired it the most was just the feeling that I had of the Americans, how all the Americans were kind of going through a very hard time. There was a lot of pain, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear of the pandemic and then the election. And it's a very hard time for people to even take in everything that's happening. So, you know, there have been times in our country's history where the songwriters stepped up, like in the 60s, you know, you had songs about the Vietnam War and, you know, Kent State and different issues of the time. And then you have like Kitty Donahoe that wrote the song, There Are No Words, that beautiful song she wrote. And she actually sang and played that at the 9/11 tribute. So, you know, that's about the only thing I could do is I could write a song and just pour my heart out about the condition of the country and how divided we are as a nation. I didn't want to take a side, though. You know, I just wanted to present the feeling in the country right now.
Yeah, a reflective song.
Mm-hmm. And give a little bit of hope added to it that you know, if we just stick together, we'll make it through this time.
Well, let's take a listen to that now.
People today are taking
So that was Peggy James' song, Hard Times. Peggy, you've been categorized as Americana throughout your career, and this album, as you mentioned, kind of jumps around genres. So would you say this recent album upholds to that, or how do you define yourself and your sound?
I like Americana because then I don't have to define it. It's just a good way to say Americana, you know. It puts a lot of things into the recipe, you know, I like Etta James a lot. Her, that song, Can't Do Lonely Anymore, is kind of like that blues jazz feeling. So when I write a song, you know, whatever comes out, I want to follow that song and not be held by any boundaries. You know, and I know it'd be easier for my success if I just would do a country album or a, you know, jazz blues album, but that's not me. So saying it's Americana is a nice little title. Yeah.
So you've been a musician pretty much all your life. Did music take on a different role for you during the initial lockdown? And as we were making this album, and as you mentioned, really having the time to properly put it together?
I don't think it was a different role. I just, because all those songs were written in 2019, and I had a very good songwriting year. Usually, you know, you hit some kind of a stump where you can't think of things, but these songs just were one right after another. So that's kind of me. I'm always writing songs, thinking of songs in my head. So that never changes no matter what's going on.
So let's hear one more song to take us out. Can you tell us about the song Lighter Than a Feather?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a very personal song, and it's kind of obvious that it's about losing someone. It's about my dad. He passed away several years ago, and we were very close, even musically. He gave me my first guitar. He taught me my first chords. And we used to sing together, actually. And I would sing harmony to him. And he was a songwriter. So there's a line in there about how it seems like yesterday we were singing a song, you know. He was a big guy. He used to be a boxer. But he was so tender-hearted towards people. And I just admired him, and he was a beautiful soul. So I wanted to write a song saying something very positive, that you can't hold down a person like this, you know. It's like a falcon soaring in the wind. He was finally freed from this gravity. So to me, it's a very uplifting song, even though it's about someone, you losing someone. But that love can never go away.
Well, before we take a listen to this tribute to your dad, Peggy James, I want to thank you for joining us on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you so much.
You were once dead weight, now you're lighter than a feather. Like a falcon soaring on the wind, freed from its tether. And you've gone to a place where I've never been. And I know it's selfish, but I want you back again.
Peggy James is a singer-songwriter from Milwaukee, and we spoke with her as a part of our Pandemic Performer series. Her latest album, Paint Still Wet, is out now.
I looked in your eyes and we smiled as I sang along. And I know it's the way it must be, but it still seems so wrong. And I just can't get over the fact that you're really gone.